My friends, when my mother died in 2006, a thought came to me that at first seemed a little strange. Suddenly I heard myself saying, "We're orphans. My brother and my sister and myself are orphans." I was now an orphan, plain and simple. But I was also at that time 56 years old. So then what did it mean for me to be an orphan? Well, I really couldn't answer this question for anyone else but myself. My brother and sister would have to give their own response because it came from their own experience. To be an orphan means that I was now without parents, that neither mother nor father was alive. It was the death, not just of persons, but the unraveling, if you will, of the fabric of familiarity and the end of a way of relating. When a father or mother dies, we are sons and daughters who have lost a parent. This is how we would normally identify ourselves. When both have died, we have moved into a new category of being. The grief of the moment isn't only for the loss of a mother or a father, but the realization that I too shall pass one day from this life as they have. I am literally in the normal course of events, I suppose, as the oldest sibling, the next in line. There are no replacement people in our lives. We may talk, love, touch, argue, forgive, but never more with the ones who have clothed, fed, and helped shape our future. I share this because all of this reminds me of the words of Jesus to the disciples on the evening after the Last Supper. "I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you." But Jesus also tells them what he is leaving with them. It's not only farewell, but a sharing of the inheritance that is his. So how will the disciples cope without Jesus? Because they've experienced a very close bond with Jesus during his public ministry, and there's no doubt that they will miss him. That leaves them with an emptiness, with a hole in their lives, because they will no longer eat with him and share with him or see him. Like all of us faced with the absence of one we love, the disciples will miss Jesus' physical presence. And Jesus is aware of how they're feeling and what they're feeling. And it's that feeling of abandonment that Jesus is addressing here. Jesus promises that he will not leave them orphans. And because he lives, his disciples would live in him. Brothers and sisters, Jesus promises his friends and us a new relationship with him. He promises to send another advocate to abide with them always. Advocate meaning someone to stand with us when we are challenged or questioned, ignored, or misunderstood. Jesus will send us the Spirit of Truth because the Spirit of Truth is at the very core of everything. The Spirit of Truth opens our hearts to discern the will and wisdom of God and advocates for what is good, what is right, what is just, despite our cynicism and blindness to the things of God. The risen Jesus challenges us in the gift of the Spirit of Truth, not to approach truth in terms of profit or power or comfort, but to embrace the truth of God's justice and compassion present in our world. Thus, the Holy Spirit, the best gift in love God gives, stands beside us, comforts us when we ask, helps us in difficult times, speaks on our behalf when we're in need. The most important consequence of this presence of Jesus in our lives given to us by the Spirit is that we are embraced by the Heavenly Father's love, just as Jesus was embraced by that love. The Spirit's coming happens whenever we love God enough to keep His commands. And if we're open to the guidance of the Spirit, our choices will be Jesus' own. This Spirit is what God breathed into us at the beginning. It is what made us alive. Thus, this Spirit, says Jesus, will never leave us. My friends, as the word of God spread rapidly in the early years after the resurrection, the disciples had no problem connecting what Jesus said and did to their ministry. The power of the resurrection was still very strong and visible in the healing works of the disciples. But then what about today, 2,000 years later, 2,000 years after the event of the resurrection? Easter was 6 weeks ago. Is the message of the risen Jesus also dead and gone from our minds and hearts? Brothers and sisters, connecting ourselves to a feast that has already passed and even forgotten by some isn't an easy task. We must constantly remind ourselves that we have been entrusted with the Spirit of truth and have the obligation to make sure that as it was handed on to us, we hand it on to those who follow us. The Spirit that Jesus promised is always with us to guide us and to offer us gifts that will allow us to search and to seek together as a community of believers. The Spirit of truth demands that we stand in solidarity with those who are marginalized, persecuted, and forgotten, and advocate on their behalf. The Spirit of truth is very much alive in the margins of society and in the messiness of our own lives, demanding that no one be orphaned. Today, our newly confirmed and all of us are called to be those living examples of the Spirit's presence, those witnesses, as we bear witness to the truth about all that Jesus came to accomplish. My friends, Blessed Paul VI of happy memory wrote, and I quote, "It is the Holy Spirit who animates and sanctifies the church. The Holy Spirit is her divine breath, the wind in her sails, the principle of her unity, the inner source of her light and strength. The Spirit is her support and consoler, the source of her charisms and songs, her peace and her joy, her pledge and prelude to a blessed and eternal life." End of quote. Brothers and sisters, in a few moments, these children will approach the table of the Lord for the first time to receive Jesus in the sacrament of his body and blood. And what we are doing here today is what Jesus did with his friends at the Last Supper on the night before he died. And my dear children, you can always find Jesus here, present in the Eucharist week after week, Sunday after Sunday. This is where Jesus renews his friendship with us and promises us, as he promised the disciples on the night before he died, that he will never, ever leave us. Brothers and sisters, Jesus will never leave us because we are Jesus' flesh and blood and a very part of him. Amen. Amen.